and welcome to the Smart Villages podcast number 2, where we discuss cutting-edge technology, policy, and entrepreneurship for off-grid villages in developing countries. My name is Molly Hurley-Dupre, and I'm the storyteller and policy manager for the Smart Villages Initiative, which is based in Cambridge and Oxford, UK. You can find out more about the initiative at our website, www.e4sv.org. The project is about energy as a catalyst for development for the bottom billion people who live off the grid. And today we're joined by Sir Brian Heap, Senior Advisor to the Smart Villages Initiative, and Dr. Vasant Kumar, Head of Materials Chemistry Group in the Department of Materials Science and Metallurgy at the University of Cambridge. Welcome, Brian, and welcome, Vasant.
Hello, Molly. It's good to be here, and welcome Dr. Kumar to our discussion. We're very glad to welcome you to the Smart Villages podcast series, and thank you very much for helping us to understand further the challenges of energy storage. First, I wonder if you could tell us about your position in Cambridge and summarize some of your research interests.
I'm a senior academic in the Department of Materials Science, heading the Materials Chemistry Group, with about 25 members consisting of PhD students, postdoctoral researchers, and technical staff. Our group research interests relate to materials innovation for energy, environment, and sustainability, working to help develop technologies for new type of batteries, fuel cells, environmental health sensors, as well as harnessing solar energy for water cleaning and pollution treatment. We take a holistic approach. For example, if you consider energy storage using batteries, we focus not only in developing improved and affordable batteries, but also look at the resources required to manufacture them. And then after use, the most suitable option to recover and reuse these in making new batteries, such that the overall carbon, energy, and resource footprints are minimized.
I enjoyed reading about some of your work in the book of essays we published last year called Smart Villages, New Thinking for Off-Grid Communities Worldwide. And as you know, Prime Minister Modi is pushing the idea of smart villages very strongly in the rural communities of India. There are some major initiatives in India on solar and wind for producing renewable energy. But why is it that energy storage is so important in villages, do you think?
Removal of rural underdevelopment is greatly enhanced by availability of decent lighting, pumping, refrigeration, communication tools, and better education facilities, all dependent upon electricity. Off-grid renewable electricity already favorably competing with fossil fuel power, and main grids, as it happens, is not a viable option for rapidly rising rural demand. India is already on an exponential trajectory in solar electricity, from the current around 5,000 megawatts projected to grow to over 97,000 megawatt capacity by 2022. Due to the intermittent nature of renewable energy, power is fed into a bank of batteries to be stored for use when required. Our contribution to that task is ensuring that clean, renewable, and efficient power options are in the forefront. In addition to being techno-economically viable, any political support to make this institutionally feasible, socially acceptable, and environmentally sound can make the crucial difference.
Which are the main centers in India that are doing important research on energy storage and recycling? Are you working with them yourselves to help make progress, or are there other groups that are involved?
The NVSA scale at the moment is so large that the situation is attracting numerous actors, from researchers, technology centers, entrepreneurs, ethical investors, industries, NGOs, politicians, think tanks, governments, and international agencies, civil society groups, and many more. From my many, many travels and regular contacts, I find myself working with a number of sectors, a number of people to add our small contributions, whether it is in the area of nucleating new battery or fuel cell technologies, including research, development, and manufacturing, addressing resource, energy, and carbon footprints in the rapidly growing environmental sector, assessing pollution maps by air quality monitoring and control, or in educational collaborations related to the above areas.
In your essay in the book on smart villages, which I referred to previously, you wrote about developing countries leapfrogging towards sustainable energy. And I wonder what you think have been the major advances in energy storage since you wrote that essay.
Renewable energy, such as solar, wind, or biomass, costs are decreasing at the rate of 15% for each doubling of capacity over the last decade or more. And energy storage costs are decreasing at lower rate, but are moving in the right direction, I must add. For example, solar electricity can be produced at $0.1 to $0.2 per kilowatt hour, a decrease by a factor of nearly 5 years, is 300% just in 5 years, while energy storage costs, also in the same price range currently, have only decreased by 25% or so in the same period.
What is the reason that these costs are coming down in this way? Is it the case that there are advances in a glamorous field like Tesla electric cars? And has that had an effect on fields which are not quite so eye-catching?
Combination of factors are in play. Increase of supply, for example, of semiconductors required to make solar cells, improvement in mass production technologies, relocation of plants in lower cost centers, very intense competition, the usual techno-economic factors. The global rural sector also happens to offer an opportunity of an estimated $1 trillion worth of electricity market in just this area alone in the next decade, which in my view is generating a lot of actions and interest. As a result, electricity may cease to be a rural luxury in the near future. Take Tesla electric cars and the much publicized aim for reduction in battery costs. It's a continuation of this trend towards converting a luxury product such as electrical vehicle into a mass product, a much larger number. So they are sort of two sides of the same coin in some ways. In this discussion, of course, we are concerned with actions that will facilitate energy storage opportunities in smart villages so that this enabling segment in off-grid electrification is not a major limiting factor for the progress.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kumar, for a most interesting session, and best wishes with your research in this crucially important topic.
Thank you for the kind invitation. It has been a pleasure to talk to you both.
And thank you both Vasant and Brian for joining us here today. Thank you to the audience also for joining us today for the Smart Villages podcast number 2. For those of you who want to follow up on this podcast, please go to our website at e4sv.org, where you will find more details of the book of essays that we published on this topic and where you can read Dr. Kumar's essay. On e4sv.org, you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter about the latest developments for off-grid energy worldwide. And you can also follow us on Twitter. We're at e4smartvillages. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll look forward to welcoming you to our next podcast.